Yo, what's up, everybody? How you doing? You guys doing good out there? Welcome back to Behind the Language. This is the first episode of 2024. And you know the deal, Behind the Language is always here to help you improve your listening. And this is episode 46. You know, another day, another challenge. Welcome to 2024. Who's here for the first time? Are you here for the first time? Well, Behind the Language has been here for quite a while now, and you should definitely check out the previous episodes. If this is the episode 46, that means that we have other 45 episodes for you to check out. So go there, check them all out, learn, practice your listening, and come back here and let me know that you've been listening to the podcast for a long time. Well, in here, we talk about a lot of different topics. We talk about traveling. We talk about TV shows and, you know, all the jazz. But the main focus is on helping you beef up your English skills. So this is the main focus of this show. With that being said, I'd like to count on you to spread the word to the world. Recommend this podcast to your friends, to your family members, you know, to other people that, you know, you might want to help. If you're having this chance right now of listening to the podcast and improving your skills, you should do this for other people too, right? So you already know the deal. Before we go anywhere, make sure you follow me on my Instagram profile at teacher.rodrigonorato and check out the pictures, the videos, the stories, participate in the polls. You know, you have to do your part as well. And also follow our amazing team of English teachers at English in Brazil so that you can see all of us in action, okay? Well, in this episode of BTL, and by BTL, I mean Behind the Language, we will talk about the importance of listening to podcasts. Yes, exactly. So you are here on a podcast, well, to hear about the importance of listening to podcasts. Wow, okay. But look, lots of people ask me, oh, teacher, why don't you just make podcasts every single day? Well, okay, I mean, these people don't understand how hard it is to produce a podcast. So I'll let you know how to produce them too. I'll tell you about the importance of listening to them. And I also will recommend some of my favorite podcasts. Are you ready for that? So as I told you before, we'll talk about the importance of listening to podcasts and how to produce your own podcast if you want to be a podcaster. So without further ado, I will use a metalinguistic approach to address this topic. There are a few podcasts that I've been listening to, and they have been paramount. And by paramount, I mean very important for both my personal and professional development. So let's get down to business. Are you ready for that? Well, let me tell you something. Well, the first podcast that I ever listened to was called English Pod. I remember that. That was amazing. That was back in the day. You know, podcast was not even famous in Brazil. That was not even famous on the internet. That was like in the beginning of the podcasting world. So it was called English Pod. I remember they saying something like this, welcome to EnglishPod.com. And that was amazing. But unfortunately, the show has been discontinued. That means that they are not producing that anymore. I think that the company has been sold or whatever. I don't know exactly what happened, but I know that it played a very important role in my language development. And little did I know that a few years later, I would be sitting here in the studio recording podcasts in English for thousands of students and teachers of English. This is something beautiful because back in the day, when I listened to English Pod, I was just impressed. I was like, man, how come these people speak English like that? Of course, they were Americans, Canadians. They are native speakers of English, so I know they speak very good English. It's impossible not to. But I was just like this, man, how come they organize everything? They select what they're gonna say. They select what they're gonna teach. I was impressed with that, and I fell in love with podcasting back in the day. But, well, here I am once again. I have my headphones on, my microphone is on, and my software is already running to record this for you. Podcasting has definitely changed the game of learning. And I say that because back in the day, people did not have the opportunity to listen to podcasts. Nowadays, we have thousands of different podcasts that you can choose from. Think about it. When you started learning English back in the day, what did you listen to? Tapes? You listened to CDs? What exactly did you use to learn English or to improve the skills that you already had? You know, I don't only refer to English learning, okay? I'm also talking about all the podcasts out there about cooking, you know, about finance, you know, if you want to learn more about investments, about money itself, you know, there are podcasts about coaching. It could be sports coaching, financial coaching, life coaching. You know, some people really like, you know, hearing different ideas. So I would recommend there are podcasts about biology. If you want to understand more about the plants, the animals, there are podcasts about sports, and even about spiritual development, you know, for the religious people or people that want to understand more about the spiritual world, there are podcasts about this too. But here is the thing, because you might be asking yourself, man, is it that easy? All you have to do is to sit down and just start talking on a microphone, or producing a podcast has more to it? And believe me, y'all, it has more to it. So how do you produce a podcast? I'm going to give you some steps so you can think about it, learn vocabulary, and let me share what I do here. When I'm producing a podcast, so as I told you before, this is a metalinguistic approach. You will hear about podcasting on a podcast. So producing a podcast involves several steps. You know, it's not only sitting down here in the studio, turn on the microphone, and you start recording. No, it's not only like that. And it goes from planning and recording to editing and publishing. So there are many things, you know, there's a protocol that we have to follow. So here is a general guide to help you get started if you want to have your own podcast show, okay? So the first thing is you need to define your podcast concept. What is your podcast going to be about? So there are a few questions that I have to ask myself, like, what are you going to talk about, Rodrigo? What are you going to talk about? The next question I have is, what do you want to share? This here is a very important question. Why do you think people would want to listen to you talking about it? Well, Behind the Language is focused on helping you improve your listening skills, as well as providing y'all with tips about TV shows, movies, series, music, pop culture in general, you know, all those things. But I have a main point in here, which is have you learn English and practice your listening, learning vocabulary. So I have a concept in here. So think about these questions. What are you going to talk about? What do you want to share? And why do you think people would like to listen to what you were talking about? Okay, so think about it. And we're going to go for the step number two, which is you have to identify your target audience. You know, choose a niche or a topic that you're passionate about, and you can consistently create content for it. You know, in my case, it's all about what I've just said. In addition to language acquisition, accents, travels, and pronunciation. By the way, the latter, which is pronunciation, is what Karina and I have focused on in our course, Pronunciation Masters. I'm going to leave the link here in the description, so check it out. If you're interested in brushing up your listening and your speaking skills, the link will be right there. All you have to do is to click on this link and get to see what we have prepared for you. Okay, so first step, you need to define your podcast concept. The second one is to identify your target audience. That leads me to step number three. After you find your target audience, you should plan your episodes. Plan your episodes. Outline the structure of your episodes. You might be thinking that, you know, all I do is sit down here and talk. Well, it's not only that, huh? It's not that simple. I have to research. I have to talk to people. I have to find a nice sequence for us. And I have to write down some of the specific information about, you know, dates, about the names of people, about the numbers in general. Remember when you talk about the movies and soundtracks. So I had to do my research. I didn't know when the movies came out. So I had to do my research, read the information, fact check just to see if that information is real or not. And then I would come here and let you know. So this is very important for you to plan your episodes. After you do that, that goes to the step number four, which is gather equipment. Because you cannot record a podcast if you don't have the equipment for it. So you have to invest in a quality microphone and headphones for recording. You need to have a computer. You should also consider using audio editing software. You know, there are different ones in there. Audacity, Adobe Audition, and so many others. And make sure you have some effects to make it cooler. You know what I'm saying? So that's why you can hear this little song in the background, because we put the song after we record it. So that's when the editing work starts. So you need equipment for that. And if you have a good computer, it will help you a lot. That takes me to step number five. You have to create a script or an outline. Yes, it is very important to write a script or create an outline to guide your podcast, to guide your episode. This helps you stay organized and ensures that you cover all necessary points. You know, so if you're talking about the movie, so you go like, well, first I'm going to talk about the movie. I'm going to teach this vocabulary, and then I'll talk about the actors. And right after that, I'll talk about the soundtrack. You know what I'm saying? So it is important for you to do that. I usually write down bullet points that I can read, you know, during this recording. For example, I wrote down the numbers here. So I have my script right in front of me with the number five, create a script or outline. So then I know exactly what I have to talk about. And then I come here and I just talk about it. So I follow through with my ideas. Okay, now that I'm done with this step number five, which is create a script, that leads me to the next number that I have in front of me, which is number six, about recording. So first thing I have to do is I have to find a quiet space with minimal background noise. You know, it's hard for me to find it, mainly when I'm on vacation or traveling somewhere and I have to record a podcast for you. So, you know, be sure to speak clearly. As you can see, I mean, you can't see, but I have a very nice microphone, but you can hear my voice clearly. So you need to speak clearly and at a consistent volume. It cannot be very loud like this, but it cannot be very far away from the microphone. So you need to have consistent volume. So before I release an episode for you guys to listen to, I check the sound, the volume, I try to equalize things. And of course, I'm not the best professional at this job, but for the final touch, I have my partner, Daniel, aka the king of editing. So Daniel, once again, man, thank you so much for being here with me. Right after that, we have the number seven, which is record multiple takes if needed. I don't know if you know that, but when I start recording the podcast episode, sometimes I have to go back 3, 4, 5, 6 times, you know. So consider using recording software to capture high quality audio. People are not going to listen to your podcast if the quality is too low. Even if your content is outstanding, you have an amazing content, you have, you know, something that you want to talk about that's very important, but if the quality is too low, people just check the next podcast. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you have nice equipment. I tend to record the beginning of Behind the Language 5 or 6 times, as I told you before, until I feel that it's really good and it sounds really good. Until I find, you know, a volume and quality that is to my satisfaction. You know, I'm very picky and perfectionist when it comes to the sounds like that. So I know that if I think it's good, I'm pretty sure that you might think it's good as well. So that leads me to the number 8. So without Daniel, this podcast would be just plain conversation, but we have some editing, which is the step number 8. So we need to edit out any mistakes, you know, because, well, I'm here and sometimes I make mistakes and sometimes I have longer pauses. So you have to remove, you have to edit those parts out, remove those parts. Or sometimes we just, you know, give some irrelevant content in here, which is not really necessary. So then we can edit it out and this will make the podcast more dynamic. So irrelevant content that might come out while you're speaking should be removed. Also, we need to enhance the audio quality, you know, because my microphone is okay. I'm recording here, but sometimes there's some noise out there in the street, so we have to edit it out, add music or, you know, sound effects to make it cooler, as I said before, as I mentioned previously. Then we need to balance volume levels. So you have the volume of my voice, the volume of the song, you know, so we don't get the music too loud or my voice too squeaky. Imagine me talking like this. It's not going to be really nice when you have to listen to a podcast for 25, 30 minutes, right? Yeah, so you got to balance the volumes. After that, we go to the step number 9, create podcast artwork. So we need to design eye-catching podcast artwork that represents the show. So, you know, a logo that will communicate the idea you're trying to get across with, you know, the colors, you know, things that will communicate an idea, communicate a thought. So after that, you need to follow the platform-specific guidelines, you know, for size and resolution of images. So everything is very well thought out. You know what I'm saying? As I told you before, podcasting is not only sitting around here and recording. So there are a lot of things that we have to do before we submit, before we promote the podcast. So right after that, we have to set up hosting. You know, there are many hostings out there. For example, you need to choose a podcast hosting platform. We have some examples like Libsyn or Podbean or Anchor, you know, so because you have to store and distribute your episodes. After you find your favorite platform, after that, you should upload your episodes, your links, your podcast artwork, some metadata that you have that you want to share. So you have to do that. And then you go to the step number 11, which is submit to directories. So you need to submit your podcast to directories such as, you know, Apple Podcasts or Spotify, Deezer, Google Podcasts or others. You know, there are plenty out there. So make sure you follow each platform's submission guidelines. And if everything is approved, okay, so now you have this episode ready to go. So all you have to do is to promote your podcast. You know, you can use email, social media, your website if you have one, and you know, you can use other channels to promote it. Then you should engage with your audience and encourage them to leave reviews, share the episodes, invite others to listen to it and all that jazz. And this leads me to the number 13. So the number 13 and the last episode is the consistent publishing schedule. You know, you have to establish a regular publishing schedule to keep your audience engaged. So I'm always here every 15 days, right? So, you know, we have a new episode every other week. So today, this is episode number 46. It's airing right now. You're listening to it, which means that 15 days from now, you should come back to listen to the next show, the next podcast show. Does that make any sense? Every 15 days. So I keep this consistent publishing schedule. And that's how you produce a podcast. So I told you before, this is not very easy, right? So because people just go like this, oh, teacher, you should be talking about this and that. I say, come on, man, I have a schedule. I have to follow, you know, a couple guidelines. I can talk about this. Sometimes I cannot talk about this. So you think it's child's play? Nah, it's not. It's a lot of work and you get to listen to it for free. We do it for the love of teaching, you know, the love of sharing, the love of having our listeners achieve their goals with English. You know, we do it because we think it's important. All right. This is pretty much our social work. But I'm not alone doing this. I've selected 5 podcast shows that I would highly recommend that you listen to. Are you ready for that? So get ready to take notes. So now you know how to produce your own podcast. And now when you listen to podcasts, you know, pay some attention to these people because there are lots of people working behind it. So you understand it. So that's why this is called Behind the Language. So you're not here only listening to English and improving your listening skills. You are also learning about other stuff. Today, you learned how to make podcasts. First one I recommend is the Morgan Housel podcast. You ever heard of this before? The Morgan Housel podcast. You know, Morgan Housel is a financial writer and partner at the Collaborative Fund. His podcast may cover a range of topics related to finance, investing, economics, and personal development. I really love it. I listen to it almost every day. Guests, you know, sometimes he has other people in there. So these guests might include experts in these fields, experts in, you know, economics, you know, personal development, and so on. And discussions may revolve around insights, stories, and lessons from various aspects of life and finance. So it's all about this, you know. Sometimes he talks about wealth, money, how to invest your money, how to deal with the money you have. So the Morgan Housel podcast is definitely a podcast that you should check out right now. Okay, not right now. Okay, right after you finish this, because I've got the number two. This number two in here is about a man called Rick, Pastor Rick Warren. You know, his podcast is called Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. It's interesting because he's a pastor, so he talks about the Bible and he talks about, you know, spiritual development. Pastor Rick Warren, he is the founder of Saddleback Church. That's different, right? And he is the host of this podcast, Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. It likely focuses on daily inspirational messages, you know, biblical teachings and discussions related to Christian faith, personal development, and spiritual well-being. It's interesting, of course, that he is Christian, okay? But if you have another religion, if you want to listen to, you know, other, you know, people talking about spiritual development, there are other podcasts. I'm just sharing with y'all the ones I listen to, all right? So the number three is This American Life. This American Life is a long-running and highly acclaimed radio show and podcast hosted by Ira Glass. And, you know, each episode typically features a theme with various stories and interviews related to that theme that, you know, they are talking about on that certain day. The content often spans a wide range of topics, including human interest stories, journalism, personal narratives, you know, stories. It's pretty interesting. So we have a wide range, a wide variety of different topics in there. That's great for you to listen to and learn new vocabulary. Now we're going to go to my favorite one here, number four, which is Hip Hop Now podcast. You know, the Hip Hop Now podcast likely revolves around discussions related to, of course, hip hop culture, music, news about the rappers, the trends. It may include reviews of new releases, you know, new albums, interviews with artists, and commentary on the current state of the hip hop genre. That's just amazing. You know, it's amazing for me because I really love hip hop music. So I like to listen about it. I like to listen about what's going on in the genre. I like to hear about the industry, about the new releases. Kanye West is coming up with a new album. What do you think about the album? So the guys talk about it, and that's just amazing. And number five, the last one, it's called Lore Legends. It's a little bit more mythological, I would say. It's related to folklore. That's why it's called lore. Lore, legends, like the folklore, the stories of the folks, you know, mythology or legends, you know, that things that you might hear in there. So this content might explore and discuss mythical stories, you know, historical legends and cultural folklore from various regions around the world. So it's not only about the United States, it's about the world. So let me just repeat the name of the five podcasts for you to check out. Number one, the Morgan Housel Podcast. Number two, Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Number three, This American Life. Number four, Hip Hop Now Podcast. And number five, Lore Legends. So you have a lot of options in there for you. And all you have to do is put your listening into practice. Hope you have enjoyed this episode as much as I have. So apparently, we're coming to the end of another episode of Behind the Language, your dose of English and culture. Make sure you follow me at teacher.rodrigonorato and also at English in Brazil. I'm Rodrigo Norato from English in Brazil. Thank you very much for being here with us. I'll see you around.